This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Mary Dixon.
The November ballots are set. It'll be Democrat J.B. Pritzker facing Governor Bruce Rauner. In November, the billionaire Pritzker defeated Daniel Biss and Chris Kennedy. The millionaire governor held off a more conservative challenger, Jeannie Ives, by just 4 points. For Attorney General, Democrat State Senator Kwame Raoul will face Republican Attorney Erica Harold. In congressional races, Southwest Side Democrat incumbent Dan Lipinski appears to have narrowly defeated Marie Newman by just 2 points. She hasn't conceded. In November, Lipinski would face a Holocaust denier who ran unopposed on the Republican ballot. In the suburban 6th District Democratic race to challenge Congressman Peter Roskam, Callie Majewski has a slim lead over Sean Kasten. In the 14th, Democrat Lauren Underwood will face incumbent Randy Hultgren. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle's beaten former Alderman Bob Fioretti. County Assessor Joe Berrios has conceded the primary to Fritz Kagi. Berrios was dogged by numerous reports of unfair assessments and nepotism. He remains the Cook County Democratic Party chair. 63% of Cook County voters said yes to legalizing marijuana, but don't spark it up just yet. It's just an advisory referendum. Federal and state authorities in Texas say the suspected Austin serial bomber, a 24-year-old white man, has killed himself. They're warning people in Austin to remain on the lookout for suspicious packages. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates today. It's the Fed's first meeting under Chairman Jerome Powell. It's 8:02 on XRT. No playoffs for the Blackhawks this year. They lost to the Avalanche 5-1 last night at home and were eliminated. Tonight, the Bulls host the Nuggets. It's going to be cloudy today with a high near 40. Clear skies tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and tomorrow sunny and a high in the upper 40s. It's 31 at the Lake in Midway and 30 degrees at O'Hare.
Thanks, Mary. If you're feeling it today, hey, baby, we're going to be playing your song next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.